وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of talks for humanity. We have been talking with you about the issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to think upon. We talked about the fire, we talked about the skies and the creatures in the skies. We talked about strange things that we haven't got accustomed to think about them. We got accustomed to think about our own material desires. How much to earn, where to go for pleasure, how to spend our spare time, how to have a more enjoyable trip, and many other things. We have got attached to the earth. Sometimes I think within my own heart that even some days might pass that I haven't have a look into the skies. I haven't thought about them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries in His Holy Quran to open our eyes, to take our hands and take us to a new world. A world in which that there are many things, many new things. A world in which even the birds and the stars and the planets and the galaxies, they are make tasbih. They glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the world in which the stars and the planets and the creature in the skies, they do sajda, they make prostration for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a new world. And believe me, it's very enjoyable to understand that. Very enjoyable to think upon them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people who are intellectuals, they think about these issues. As I read in previous episode, this verse that إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The intellectuals, they receive signs from these issues. The other issue that we can think upon, and it's very remarkable, and at the same time, these issues are very simple. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touches these issues and talks about these issues, we get back to ourselves and we say, okay, how couldn't I think about such simple issue? Sky, every day I see it. How couldn't I think about that? How couldn't I spend even 1 second thinking about skies? And the other simple issue is cloud. Yes, cloud. The cloud that we every day observe and we see in the sky. But most of us never think of that even once in our life. Let's have an enjoyable dialogue about this issue after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience, dear brothers and sisters, to this series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi, talking with you from IRIB English Radio about different elements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to think upon. We've been talking about cloud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا. Haven't you regarded that Allah drives the clouds? Drives the clouds. It means that clouds were not existed before that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drives them. If you read about the process of clouds being made, you will understand that these verses much better. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا. He drives the clouds. ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Then he composes them, mixes them. ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا. Then he piles them up. He gets all of them together in a more compressed way. فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. Then you will see the rain issuing from its midst. وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا. And he sends down from the sky hail out of the mountains that are in it. مِنْ بَرَدٍ. And he strikes with it whomever he wishes. فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمَّنْ يَشَاءُ. And turns it away from whoever he wishes. يَكَادُ سَنَى بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ. And the brilliance of its lighting almost takes away the sight. So you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully portrays the image of the process of rain, the process of producing rain and sending to the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I firstly drive the clouds and then mix them, compress them, and then after these clouds conflict and they attach to each other, you see that there would be a kind of lightning, and then rain comes very fluently, smoothly in from the midst of the clouds. You see, this process we have seen in several times, but we haven't thought of that. What a strange process. Who managed the whole process? So, I ask you, my brothers and sisters, once upon your life, just think about this. Once that you see that outside of your house, there's a rain or snow coming down, just get out of your house, put your chair there and look into the sky and just think of that. That what a great almighty power is beyond that, working and watching and scheduling for all these processes. We will talk about other issues in the next episode, inshallah. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله.